This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch coming to you live from Tampa? Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world too via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, the 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And a special, special shout-out goes out tonight to everybody that's tied up and wrapped up in the rescue and recovery efforts for Hurricane Ida over there in Louisiana and Mississippi and now Alabama, by the looks. So, to everybody working on the Third Watch, we want to thank you, too, for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truckers, the over-the-road truckers. You'll be real busy now bringing stuff down into the affected area. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, the same way. And you can follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. Remember, don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, hour number two, the professor of politics out in California, IA, it's Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay. We'll have some breaking news to get to once we say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, a couple of things here, folks. First of all, Kyle, the entire city of New Orleans, all of it, is without power. Every last little bit of the city limits has no power, number one. Number two, the president has just declared, I don't know if it was just a little while ago or whatnot, but he's declared a major disaster for the state of Louisiana, which is a no-brainer.
Well, exactly, yeah. They had already declared a state of emergency prior to the storm making landfall, but yes, this would be a larger declaration then.
Now, there's also something else. The weather has changed a little bit. We now have these other bands of rain going all the way over to Pensacola, Florida, and there is a tornado warning for the entire I-10 area from Pensacola all the way west to, Houma, Louisiana. That whole area along I-10 has a tornado warning right now. So be careful. Avoid the area if you possibly can.
Exactly right. Yes.
Yep. Now, going back to the news of the night, we have our Marine Lieutenant Colonel, Battalion Commander, who was fired after blasting the inept military leadership over the Afghanistan withdrawal that killed 10 of his men and one woman, I might add. Now, the other thing is that his unit, his Marines and his battalion, stood up for Lieutenant Colonel Scheller and called themselves called for accountability. So what you going to do? What are they going to do, fire the whole battalion?
Yeah, good question. Well, typically, Captain, there is a fine line of being able to speak out as an active military officer.
I know.
Yes. But in this case, you see, and that's typically because, obviously, you have a united front in terms of chain of command, these kinds of things. But I think what this Lieutenant Colonel Scheller believed was that what he was witnessing was so egregious that he had no choice, but and he felt it was his duty to speak up. And I think that will resonate with many Americans.
They put everybody at one gate. It was like shooting pigs in a barrel, so to speak. Okay, because they put everybody in one area where it was very easy to get a car bomb or a suicide bomber down through there. And security, just general security, would have told you, hey, you got to have something a little different and only allow so many people at a time and don't jam everything down through there. But nope, that's what they did, and that's what they got.
Well, yes, and so there, that was a very, very sad thing. However, that being said as well, I think most Americans are also looking at this notion that President Biden somehow believed that the Taliban's ring of security or something like that was going to be sufficient to protect American service people as they performed their job of vetting these people, helping them into the airport and filtering them, and as they are, as we see now with such a stark relief in such harm's way, I can't imagine that President Biden could have believed such a thing.
Well, something wrong with the guy, we know that, but we'll move on. That's a discussion for a little bit later, maybe. Judicial Watch received 129 pages of records from the Health and Human Services, which included a letter that was marked urgent for Dr. Fauci email. And it was that cited the ties between the Wuhan lab and the Eco Health Alliance, which was a nonprofit that works on infectious diseases and is funded by U.S. taxpayers and the Gates Foundation. And, oh, yeah, little Dr. Fauci was over there, too.
Well, it seems to fly in the face that this was somehow a bat at the open market. You know, I don't think anybody believes that either. But yet, Captain, again, the politicalization of this from day one means that somehow, if you even begin to suggest that there are connections between the Wuhan lab and the coronavirus, COVID-19, that somehow you're just engaging in conspiracy theories. But we're not. We're actually, and these kinds of things are coming out all the time now.
They are. Hold that thought, folks. You're going to go to break. We're going to be right back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And when we come back, the government accounting office has gone and done something. You wouldn't think the government accounting office would even be involved in what they've done. But we'll let Mike Gallagher take us to break, and then we'll tell you.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it. Thank you very much, Frank Salvato. He'll be around hour number four of the program today, and that 2 million people represents not only the terrestrial radio listeners, but also the people that are listening on the internet, online, and on the satellite all around the world, and we thank them very much for doing that. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. MyPillow.com. Just click on the Radio Listener Specials tab that's on that website, and you'll see 18 to 20 items. You'll get insanely low prices. You'll find deep discounts on other MyPillow products there as well. And all you got to do to get those prices is enter the promo code CAPTAIN. That's it. Promo code. Now, you can also call them at 800-641-5459. That number again, 800-641-5459. You can call MyPillow. You can ask them any questions you want about whatever they got on sale, or if you got questions about the pillow, how it's made, whatever you want to have done, call that number, 800-641-5459, and they'll answer your questions. Remember, you want to buy something, you need the promo code to get the reduced prices, and that promo code is CAPTAIN. MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials logo button that's right there, and when you get on down to the page, use the promo code CAPTAIN. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, not to be outdone, the Government Accounting Office, and I don't know how they're involved in this, is expanding facial recognition technology.
Yes.
Why would they be involved in this?
That's a good question. Well, we know that obviously the biometrics is becoming, in fact, we're hearing a lot about that now with the withdrawal from Afghanistan, that the Taliban have access to biometrics identifications. So it's not just paperwork on people. They may be able to identify them by other means. Generally speaking, biometrics can identify you as you're captured on different cameras as you move throughout your day. It becomes a very, very efficient way of tracking people, to say, to put it mildly there.
Now, have you heard about the job action at Rikers with the prison guards?
No, I have not. What's going on with that?
Well, they don't have enough prison guards to take care of the prisoners that are over there, and they're working double shifts. Some of them are working triple shifts, and they're being forced to do it because they don't have enough certified prison guards.
Well, again, you know, this is reminiscent of so many things that we're hearing out in industry, so
yeah.
It's not surprising.
But
yeah.
The problem is Rikers Island is the city prison.
Yeah.
And the responsibility for that falls on, well, New York City Mayor de Blasio.
Yeah, Mayor de Blasio.
So exactly. The union boss is calling de Blasio criminally negligent for the situation on Rikers, and he's threatening legal action.
Wow. Well, I'm not surprised about that, and certainly it'd be interesting to see how de Blasio will try to squirm out of that one.
Mm-hmm. Now, Biden's blunders, and that's the understatement of the year, are diminishing America's standing. It's elevating China, and it's being done on purpose.
Well, that's exactly right. Well, China's wasting no time on this, Captain. They think they're getting all kinds of ammunition with not only Afghanistan, but the general decline of President Biden on all these different issues. You know, he's losing support of young students, especially college students. They're very unhappy because the Biden's not keeping his promises, primarily on canceling out student debt, for example. But get this. This is from the Global Times. It's a daily Chinese tabloid that is controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. They're starting to mock what they call Daddy America, and saying that, for example, that Joe Biden, if he tries to go to war with China over Taiwan, America's going to get annihilated, that kind of thing. So they're talking very tough. But they feel as though I think they have room to do that and try to capitalize, obviously, also for local consumption, that somehow the United States is declining and China is going to, you know, just have the upper hand.
Well, you know, Lindsey Graham, who isn't always spot on target, said something which is extremely obvious to most of us that have paid attention. He said that Joe Biden has now set the conditions for another September 11th style attack in this country, and I would have to agree on that one because of one thing. Where was the attack planned and launched from to begin with?
Well, Afghanistan, yeah.
Yeah, the mountains up there in the northern part.
That's right.
And they're right back where they were, again, same group of people. ISIS-K is the old Al-Qaeda. And al-Baghdadi, remember Abu al-Baghdadi?
Oh, yeah.
He was part of what they call the ISIS-K unit.
Well, right. Well, again, now you have Afghanistan has completely collapsed. The Taliban do rule over almost everything except for the northern Panjshir province, which is going to be an important thing to watch. And we'll be talking about that as we move through the next weeks and months, I'm sure. But you now have a place where terrorists are going to be welcomed. And the recent reports over the last couple of days, well, it turns out some of these groups, they could put together something with global reach and so
yeah.
forth. So it's going to get worse.
Yeah. Now,
exactly.
Now, again, the Marines that served under the battalion commander, Lieutenant Colonel Scheller, have called for accountability in the situation that they have found themselves in. They're standing up for their commanding officer, who they had a great deal of respect for. And, you know, 17 years to be a light bird, that's pretty good.
Yes, well, of course. Well, and again, you know, we've seen, especially, Captain, even in the military, what can amount to what you could call a purge in many respects. And they used the January 6th thing for that as well. They definitely want to be able to have these like-minded generals that in terms of politics, and so that's something that's a very alarming thing that we have to keep a very close tab on.
Now, Israel, who does a lot of things the U.S. does and vice versa, has expanded their booster shots to all 12 and under children.
Yeah, and they seem to be on the leading edge of these things. They were giving third booster shots well in advance of when the United States even began to suggest it for quote-unquote immunocompromised individuals. And now, of course, they're going to be suggesting it for just about everybody. And so, yes, that could be a real bellwether for what you might hear in a very short time in the United States.
Now, I planned as such to finish this segment with the following story. A Biden aide, who was acting very chipper yesterday, said, well, the Taliban has promised safe passage for Americans after the U.S. withdraws. Really? Is he out of his mind?
Is this the National Security Advisor, I think,
yep.
who said that?
Yep.
Oh, man.
What a dope.
Again, why are we believing these people?
You can't trust them.
I have, at the same time, maybe he'll be interested in this. Oh, women in Afghanistan could still go to university or go to school, but they just can't be in the same classes as men.
And, is that why they were all burqa'd back up again?
Yeah, here we go. And so I don't know, Captain, if they come out and say stuff like, not the Taliban, but the American representative, do they come out and say stuff like this and just hoping that people are going to go, okay, fine, sounds good to me. Let's move on now. Let's move on to infrastructure. No, we're not going to see these people they can't get to the airport now.
Yeah.
How are they going to, after the Taliban take over complete, and that little small area of Karman Karzai Airport, once we're gone, then that's it. I don't know how they get in together.
And then we heard yesterday that there was a negotiation that would have allowed the U.S. and the Afghanis to stay in Kabul along with the airport and maintain control of Kabul that they turned down.
Yeah. Well, this is folly. Absolute folly. And the very fact that we're put into that little small area to try to protect our own people, our own forces. Then, of course, the embassy falls, and then it just goes temporarily to the airport. You know, this is just a failure on so many levels. Epic fail doesn't even begin to cover it.
No, and heads need to roll over this. I mean, in any other time, in any other war, in any other decade, the generals would have been fired. The Secretary of Defense would have been fired. The Secretary of State would have been fired. Let's see, who else do we need here? The CIA director would have been fired in any other generation, but not now.
Well, no, because there's no... Remember, the Biden administration doesn't make bad decisions. It's kind of like Obama. Obama can't make a bad decision, so why are we going to do that now?
Yeah, well, when we come back, we're going to talk about what states want to take the Afghan refugees. This is interesting. What states actually want to, and what states have said, hell no, we won't go. All right, we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States and more than 100 other countries said Sunday that they expect the Taliban to allow safe and orderly travel out of Afghanistan after the final withdrawal of U.S. troops on August 31st. In a joint statement, the coalition of countries called on the Taliban government to keep their promise that there will be freedom to travel after U.S. forces leave and that they would not retaliate against those Afghans who had worked with U.S. personnel during their time there. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that the U.S. cannot take the Taliban at its word, but tells NBC's Meet the Press that the international community expects it to fulfill its promises.
A very senior Taliban official went on television and radio across the country and repeatedly assured people in Afghanistan that they would have the freedom to travel after August 31st. He even specifically said those who work for the Americans and those who want to leave for whatever reason will have that freedom. Now, of course, we don't take the Taliban at their word. We take them by their deed, and that's what we're going to be looking to.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. This portion of the program brought to you by our folks at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. Now, the great thing about Geico is you can go online, geico.com, you can get a rate quote over there, or you can find out where your local agent is so you can go talk to them and see somebody in person. But nonetheless, they will offer you coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. They can also cover the motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV you've got. And when you really save the money is when you bundle it with your homeowner's, renter's insurance, or condo insurance, too. That's where you really save money. And you'll find out that they can save you a boatload of money. So that's Geico. Geico.com. G-E-I-C-O. Geico.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, did you want to ask me a question?
Well, yes. As we come up to now the 20th anniversary of September 11th, We're seeing, of course, now the Taliban will be in complete control of Afghanistan. They'll be flying their Taliban flag over Kabul on the 20th anniversary of 9/11. There are a lot of Afghani refugees are coming into this country. Many of them, of course, are the ones that don't want to live under the Taliban. They can't stand them. But some are obviously going to slip through or may be here already. What sort of threat level do you think we're facing because it will be the 20th anniversary? This is going to be a landmark thing that happens. Are we in a much worse position than we would be, say, last year at this time?
Well, the short answer is yes. The more definitive answer is they want to really make a statement, these people. 20 years after 9/11, it means something to them, too. They want to really make a statement. And they're going to be able to get it by saying, look, here we are. We're in Afghanistan. We have our country back. And they'll have the Taliban flag over the U.S. embassy. That's what they wanted to do. That's what they're going to do. But other than that, I don't want to speculate on what I think is or isn't going to happen. I just believe we need to be on our guard and pay closer attention to our surroundings and what's going on.
Yes, very much so. So if you see something, say something. Just as we've been, you know, thinking about this for 20 years, and especially in the immediate aftermath of 9/11, for example. Yes, now more than ever.
Now, states are willing to take in the Afghan refugees, and wait till I tell you who the states are. You ready?
Yep.
The Democratic states of California, Colorado, Illinois, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Vermont, Virginia, and Wisconsin have all said, sure, we'll take them and send them. But then here's a little bit of a surprise. The territory of Guam, the state of Arizona, the state of Arkansas, the state of Iowa, Kansas, Oklahoma, and South Carolina have said, yep, we'll take them.
Very interesting. Well, again, I think a lot of the Afghan refugees, especially our Afghan partners, you know, they were told that they are going to get the special immigrant visas, the SI visas they're called, they've been promised that for a long time. So many will want to come here because they don't want to be under the Taliban. So they will want to enjoy the benefits of being in America. But some, obviously, as we've been talking about, may have nefarious intentions because they've slipped through or infiltrated that.
There are members of the Taliban that got through.
Yes.
Betcha.
No, absolutely.
And maybe Al-Qaeda and maybe ISIS-K, but they got through. And maybe even the Haqqani Network.
Yes. Well, again, it allows them to formulate cells, allows them to be able to carry out some kind of operation, whatever that may be. So, again, more than ever, we have to be on our guard.
Now, Minnesota was not a state I mentioned, was it?
Nope.
And that's because they took in a large contingent of Somali refugees during the Obama administration. And just how did that work out?
Not very well. No, you're right.
And remember, the unvetted Afghans means exactly what I said. These Afghans that are not vetted, that are coming to this country to be vetted and to be checked health-wise and this, that, and the other, some of them are, in fact, Taliban or ISIS-K or Al-Qaeda or members of the Haqqani Network. No doubt in my mind.
Right. And I think it's important to point out, too, Captain, just real briefly, you know, the hijackers on 9/11, they lived in the United States for quite some time. They weren't swayed by the openness of the American people, the generosity of the American people, the good nature of the American people, all those things. They didn't care. They still did what they did. And so, unfortunately, it's not a case of, as soon as they find out how nice we are, they're going to be okay. That's not it at all. They are hardcore, and the Taliban people that are slipping through, and it's a very, very dangerous situation.
Now, we had a drone attack that took out some explosives in a car and all that sort of stuff the other day, correct?
That's true.
The United States is now going to probe after civilian deaths were reported in the drone attack.
Well, that would be most unfortunate, obviously, but if the car was on its way with explosives to
charge, with bad guys in it.
Exactly. Then that's fair game. We have to protect the people. We saw what happened, obviously, to the 13 service people who were killed, along with many other Afghans who were at that area.
Yeah, and if there were women and children in the car and it was loaded with explosives, then, hey, I'm sorry.
Well, you also have to remember, too, that the Taliban, ISIS-K, and the Haqqani Network, they have no qualms about putting women and children and things like that. They use human shields.
Yeah, and they were trying to clear checkpoints, so why wouldn't you do that?
Right. Yeah, so, again, you're dealing with a group of people who just don't see things the way that we do, or free people, or people that are decent around the world. They don't see it that way. And it's most unfortunate. And we're sorry. We don't want them to be so lost. But if they are going to kill Americans and with a car bomb like that, we have to take action.
And we need to be slowing things down a little bit instead of just bringing a whole bunch of Afghan refugees into the United States and we don't know who they are. We need to be slowing things down.
Well, that's right. Well, we had reports, Captain, right, of them of American officials vetting Afghan refugees on the planes after they'd taken off. They're on their way here.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. So again, this is and of course they'll try to tell you, well, the Trump administration didn't process the SIVs fast enough, or they stopped doing it in COVID-19 and yada yada yada. But honestly, they also knew that a lot of this was going to be coming, and it doesn't change the fact that President Biden decided to take the military out before taking the people out again. You know, people, they just can't wrap their minds around this.
Now, the former FDA commissioner, Scott Gottlieb, said that the Pfizer vaccine for children under ages 12 could receive FDA approval by the start of winter.
Yes, that's exactly right, because we continue to hear, obviously, especially kids returning back to school, we're hearing stories of kids testing positive and then other issues occurring from that. So I wouldn't be surprised.
And I didn't say mandated. I just said that it might
be approved. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mandate's a horse of a different color.
Yep.
All right. And the former New York Times writer who was banned from Twitter for criticizing vaccines, Alex Berenson, I'm not sure, but he may be suing the New York Times soon.
Well, that's very, very
well,
possible.
Well, wait a minute. Not the New York Times. He's already sued them. Twitter. He might be suing Twitter soon.
Well, exactly. Especially if, you know, what he's saying was backed up, you know, in terms of what he was talking about. He wasn't just floating
It appeared to be so.
Yes. So it wasn't that he was just floating some crazy opinion of his or something. It was, if he's quoting research. But again, it's a private platform, and so I think we're seeing in stark reality what that means, but people can't find things out.
And finally, six of RFK, that's Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s children, are devastated by the parole for his father's assassin, Sirhan Sirhan. We heard the other day that two of them had helped him get to his parole, but now six of them are just absolutely devastated by this, that they're letting the guy go.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, Truckers Highway and Bible Report number 2 coming up.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna and Donna, up there in Carrollton, Georgia. And we appreciate them doing that for us. This is the Truckers Highway and Bible Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Pull on into there and find out how come they are the number one truck stop chain in the country. By the way, join the Drivers Club. You'll get yourself points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy in the trucker store. Make sure you do that. And you'll also get yourself a free hot cup of coffee or free cold drink in one of the Turvis tumblers they've got. Get one of the tumblers and you're all set. Alrighty, it's Patriotic Week here on the Captain's America Third Watch, and here we go again.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see your glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in blinked his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. Cause we'll put a boot in your ass. It's an American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking.
Don't tell me America's days are behind us. No, sir, buddy. They're dead set ahead of us. And, Kyle, I'm telling you, I could play that song all night long.
Yeah, that's Toby Keith. That's amazing.
Yep, yeah, that is Toby Keith at his very best. Okay, take it away with what's going on out west.
All right. Well, folks, we're continuing to watch our flash flood watches in the state of New Mexico tonight. And certainly this is going to be in the Albuquerque, Santa Fe area, stretching almost all the way over to Tucumcari along I-40. But if you're coming across Highway 54, the middle part of the state there, you're in that flash flood watch. Now, these storms can be slow-moving when they develop, so that means there could be heavy rainfall, sustained rainfall that will cause excessive runoff very quickly, so you want to be aware of that if you're traveling in those areas. Fire weather warning up near Laramie, southern Wyoming there. That's going to stretch over towards Rawlins. Same story over in Idaho. We've got for Idaho Falls, the Pocatello area and Twin Falls area. You've got the fire weather warning there. Also in central Washington, down through southern Oregon, we've got a fire weather warning there. And of course, the Caldor fire burning just southwest of Lake Tahoe is also causing some evacuations as that very fast fire continues.
Now, as the extremely dangerous Ida moves inland and continues to move north and drops down from the Category 1 where it's at down to a tropical storm and then a depression, the impacts will spread across Louisiana and Mississippi overnight and into Monday. Now, wind damage is going to be massive, especially in the state of Louisiana. There's a lot of damage in New Orleans proper that we haven't seen yet, and when you see it, it's going to look like somebody dropped a bomb on New Orleans, I'm sure. Now, the core of the storm, of course, the heavy rain is resulting in life-threatening flash flooding over portions of the lower Mississippi River Valley, on up into the Tennessee Valley, Monday and Tuesday, and then this is going to move over to the east and pretty much reform again, believe it or not, but it gets out over the ocean as a tropical storm, and it'll be right back, it looks like, with 40-plus mile-an-hour winds. But right now, we've got a big, huge mess. I-55 south of Memphis, don't get on it, okay? I-65 south of Nashville, don't get on it.
I-10, I-12, don't get on them. Right now you got heavy rain and you got wind and you got flooding all the way over to Pensacola and all the way back over past New Orleans, just about Houma, Louisiana, and Lafayette, and straight on up towards the lines, pretty much following the river, Mississippi River right now. But flooding, tornado watches, tornado warnings, flash flooding, you name it, it's all going on right now, and it's going to be that way for a while yet. So please be careful. And Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. We appreciate him. And now we're going to go to the telephone line, and we're going to pick up Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
What did you think when you saw Joe Biden yesterday at a solemn deal with the caskets coming back? There's a certain procedure and protocol that you follow. What did you think when you saw the picture taken of him looking at his watch? And don't tell me he wasn't, because he was.
Oh, I'm not sure I can say the word on the air.
Well, you probably can't, but what the hell? I mean, give me a break. You talk about disrespect.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I was at an event over the weekend with a lot of patriotic people. We lit the building up. There was a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of fire. Represented some 28 or 29 counties in the state of Florida. These people are going to go back to their counties, and they're going to just tear it up, light some fires there. There's going to be more people involved. But I'm telling you, the people in this country, they're starting to turn the corner here. They've had enough.
Yeah, I think not only is it Biden, but it's also, the Department of Justice, and it's Nancy Pelosi. That I think that they're really mobilizing voters here. I mean, there's so many things that have happened in the last year that are really unforgivable. And really should be unforgettable at the time at the next vote.
Yep. You're absolutely right, and I believe it's going to happen. Now, everybody's concerned that they're going to cheat, they're going to this, they're going to do that. Of course they are. We know they are. That's all they know how to do. They don't know how to win anything fair and square because they never will.
Right.
So what we have to do is beat them at their own game, and that's what's going on with some of these lawsuits and things that are going on. People are actually paying very close attention and trying to make some changes in some of these states that we're not necessarily hearing about what they're doing, but it's going on.
That's correct.
So all we have to do is hope and pray that they'll be able to accomplish some of what they're trying to do, because I think they're going to. I think we're going to find that it's going to be it's going to work out okay, but we just have to be patient, and many people don't want to be patient, and therein lies the problem. All right, here comes the music. I'll let you ponder that till we come back. And by the way, when we come back, folks, I had a call during the break. We're going to tell you about something that's going to raise your dander even more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to give you the phone number coming up right now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.